Hey everybody, it's Mike. What are we doing here on a Friday? Well, today I have something special for you, a little preview. I recently was a guest on the Lassercast podcast over on YouTube's. Lassercast is a horror YouTube channel, and I think you'll like it. Me and friend of the show Peter Marsh, who you know from the Power Rangers episodes, we discussed the Rob Zombie Halloween movies. So here's a little taste of that. And for the full video, go on over to Lassercast on YouTube. And while you're there, be sure to like and subscribe. Have a happy Halloween.
Well, what's really going to turn them off is that I think you're actually a fan of them, right?
I like them. I don't think they're fantastic, but I think they're unfairly maligned. They are not the worst Halloween movies. They're not.
No, a lot of people might say that the movie that just came out in theaters is the worst one.
I have to admit to you, although I'm a big Halloween fan, I have not seen Halloween Kills yet.
Okay.
Have you?
Yes. I'm going through this kind of torturous phase where I'm just watching all the Halloween movies in this month, and there's 12 of them. So it's a little rough.
The devil's eyes.
Yeah.
He's at home. You know, at the breakfast table with his children, and they're like, "Daddy, can you pass the cereal?" And he's like, "I watched him for 30 years.
I haven't seen every film in this franchise yet. I've seen a few of them for a second time now, but this is the first time watching the Rob Zombie movies.
Oh, and okay.
When you go on social media, like, people are ranking all these movies, and some people have the zombie movies at the very bottom of their list. Some people actually have them at the top, too. I wanted to know why you like these two movies, just to start off.
Well, let me give you a little quick background, which is when I was in like preteen to teen high school, Scream came out and I got super into movies. I was obsessed with the Halloween series. So I've probably seen 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6 dozens of times. I've seen 3 only a couple times because, you know, it's its own different thing. And not to be controversial, I don't like the 2018 Halloween film.
Okay.
I don't think it's the worst. I think we could all agree that Resurrection is the worst.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, boy. If you want to see Busta Rhymes beat the shit out of Myers, that's the film for you.
Oh, God.
No, I didn't like the last one very much. But I do like these a lot. Why do I like them? I think they're very distinct, even though we're talking about them together. To just take his remake, I think it's a very good remake. I'm a believer that if you're going to remake a film, being overly faithful gets you nowhere. It gets you what does it get you? It gets you a product that is, it can't help but be derivative. He made choices with it. And his Halloween 2, which I think is not as good as his Halloween 1, it's very flawed. But I'd still even say that Rob Zombie's Halloween 2 is one of the most unique Halloween movies. I mean, it does its own thing entirely. It's not a remake of the original Part 2.
No.
Except for the very beginning is almost like a little homage to it because there's a small little bit in a hospital.
Right. So is that the reason why you didn't like 2019's Halloween? Because you felt like it was too similar to the first one?
I actually felt it was too similar to H2O.
Okay. Sure.
Like, I kind of feel like we've done this before. The whole prestige, Jamie Lee's coming back thing.
Yeah.
You know, a term that you see used a lot now is Lego sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The new Matrix movie, the new Ghostbusters, The Force Awakens. And I feel like they've been promoting Halloween and Halloween Kills as these Lego sequels. And so therefore they have this pristine prestige to them, but they're not prestige. I mean, the 2018 movie is a fine, normal slasher movie, but there's nothing profound about it. There's nothing great about it. It's not perfectly written. It has a podcast, a plot that they immediately get rid of.
Yeah.
So, okay. Way to go with your premise. And, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis, I think, is great in it, but I don't think it's literally the H2O idea again. I mean, this might be tied with Terminator for the weirdest franchise timeline.
Yeah.
Because it's like H2O, but then H2O doesn't count. And now with the 2018 and 2021 film, Halloween 2 doesn't count. So it's just Halloween 1, which makes Jamie Lee Curtis not Laurie Strode is no longer Michael's sister, which doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry. Then why would he care about her at all?
Okay. That's interesting. There are people that feel the exact opposite, too. They feel like making him his sister is a problem, you know? It's just interesting how divisive this series can be. And you mentioned how convoluted the timeline is. That's what we're doing on the LasterCast, is we're actually talking about all the different timelines and kind of comparing them to each other.
You know, if I had to pick the timeline that I like the most, it would be 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6.
1, 2, 4, 5, and 6. Okay, yeah. That's
I like Donald Pleasance as Dr. Loomis. To me, Dr. Loomis is the heart of the series. So any film without Dr. Loomis, I'm already not happy with.
Right. Well, that's considered the sequel timeline. 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6. And that's the one that eventually has Jamie come in, Daniel Harris, who Daniel Harris is in these Rob Zombie movies too.
She's been in 4 Halloween movies.
Yeah. Probably almost as much as Jamie Lee Curtis. Now, I wanted to know what you thought about Rob Zombie in general and his movies.